We're talking now with Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We've really got harvest starting to roll, Mike, it seems now. And your latest report, I know you've gathered more information from elevator operators and others. And really, you've had to almost go, border to border now to get this done.
So harvest making great progress, specifically in southern and central Oklahoma, really just still getting a good start in northern Oklahoma. I think part of that problem is that the custom harvesting crews are still trying to wrap things up in southern and central Oklahoma. So I think it's only a matter of time by the end of the week before we see them in the northern parts. And I think if we can get the weekend in behind us without any weather, which it looks like we're going to have an open forecast, things are going to move right along.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're hearing. I mean, you know, kind of give me the things that are really impressing you that you're hearing from the elevator operators and from producers that you're talking to.
Well, you know, certainly we are a week and a half to 2 weeks behind schedule of what we normally have seen in the last 5 or 6 years in the harvest field. I think producers were a little concerned about that because we would just get these light rains and have high humidity days. And I think the concern was is that if we got the real big rains, that is that going to impact test weight? And fortunately, the crop just wasn't as far along because we had cooler temperatures longer. And because of that, with the cloud cover, it really was kind of the perfect storm just to really help us on test weights currently all across the state. We've had some rains in southern Oklahoma that have hindered us in those areas where they've received large rains over the past week. Still probably haven't cut some of those regions out, so I'm not quite sure where we are on test weight in regards to that. But so far, what's being reported today, we still haven't had anything below 60 pounds in those regions. Really, overall, I think it's just really phenomenal about the test weight. We're hearing anywhere from 60 to 66 pounds. There are regions in central and north central Oklahoma where we're hearing, averages of 63 to 65.9 pounds. And so I think as harvest progresses, that's going to be the one thing that's going to stick out about this. Now, we are hearing of some lighter test weights along the I-35 corridor in places, as well as east of Enid. But overall, as far as quality, test weights strong, yields extremely strong across the state. Proteins in southwest Oklahoma, where it's been drier, the wheat did stress at times, and actually our protein levels are holding up down there. We are seeing some protein drops in the central regions of the state and other areas of northern Oklahoma. But we have producers that have also had really intensive management plans that have extremely high protein. So I'm still hopeful with all the great quality attributes this crop has that we're also going to have a positive protein level, hoping for around 11.2, 11.5 average for the state.
You know, in all the years that we've been covering wheat harvest here in the Southern Plains, I just cannot remember not seeing or hearing of a fair number of 58, 59-pound test weights. So, I mean, this is remarkable.
The first time today, I have heard that, like I said, in areas east of Enid along that I-35 corridor. I think that maybe at times they just received too much rain. I think also maybe the late freezes maybe potentially impacted us in some of those regions. But there's an area out by like Ringwood and Cleo Springs on up into Cherokee where the test weights are just coming in phenomenally high. I think that certainly around the Cherokee, Burlington area, there was a period of time in there where we did have some drought conditions in late March and early April before we did get some of those cooler climates with moisture. I think the crop really stressed at those times, and so we're not seeing as high a yield as we would normally see in those regions. But overall, still pretty remarkable for the statewide numbers coming in across the state as we get this crop out.
I know that USDA May crop production report, they guessed a 40-bushel acre average. June, they actually reduced it a bushel to 39. You feel good being somewhere in that neighborhood?
Well, you know, for the longest time, it took us forever to even get to a 40-bushel average. I think this crop certainly is going to mirror Oklahoma in a lot of respects of what we saw last year, specifically in central and northern Oklahoma. The one thing we didn't have last year was we did not have a good crop in a lot of those regions due to severe freeze conditions. That's just not going to be the case this year. So I think that 40-bushel average overall, just based on what I'm hearing, is attainable, and I suspect it could even be a little bit better than that, based on what we're hearing with yields coming in central and northern Oklahoma.
Know that up to this point, you really have stayed away from giving any percentages of harvest completion, but we're really getting a handle, and we're getting, obviously, we're across a lot of the state now. The southwestern counties getting well toward completion in many, many cases. You feel like we're maybe a fourth of the way done, at least 25% or so now?
I think with the numbers that I've seen coming in at Southwest Oklahoma, we're probably around 30 to 35% statewide. There is a larger portion of central Oklahoma today that where harvest generally leapfrogs over some of the south central regions. That is probably 35 to 40% complete. Certainly, there are some areas that are probably 5 to 10% complete in northern Oklahoma. I would suspect that we're around 35 to 40 statewide, and I think certainly if we get the weekend behind us, we're gonna be far closer over that 55 to 60 number coming in this coming Monday. That is, if combines can keep rolling. I have had reports from several of the counties in Southwest Oklahoma today that now they are around that 65 to 70% range. Keep in mind there are areas down there, especially around Frederick, that received heavy rains at times, as well as areas around Altus, where that has hindered producers from getting into the field. Some of those numbers are going to be closer to around the 40 to 50%.
Bottom line, you've got to feel really good after, you know, I know we really were worried as we, you know, went through May, went through the some of the field days, just continue to get the damp weather and just the slowness of the crop development. Suddenly, things have opened up, harvest is rolling, and we're moving very, very quickly. I know you've got to feel good about that.
I feel good about it, especially for our producers. It's been a challenging year, no doubt. Specifically makes it even harder when that crop's out there in the field and you're 2 weeks behind on the harvest schedule. I think the goal always in a producer's mind is let's just get the crop out of the field. Certainly with it being later, I think even though we did have the cooler temperatures, it has been advantageous to us. Certainly, I think just moving forward, we're just hopeful that we can get northern Oklahoma out here in the next week.
And I guess what, hopefully at least they got some of these bushels priced in at some of those highs that we saw back just a few weeks ago as far as that could be forward contracted.
I think that certainly we have seen producers take those options based off of what I have been hearing from elevator managers and producers across the state. I think that there are other areas where maybe they didn't get the opportunity to take those advantages because they didn't exactly just know what the crop was going to look like based on freeze conditions, and so they were a little bit cautious with the harvest being later. But overall, I think that one thing that most producers are happy about are the higher yields. And as we move forward, I think, you know, we're certainly going to have ups and downs in the market, but If we continue to have drought conditions in the northern United States as well as in the Pacific Northwest that we're seeing now, I think even later in the year, hopefully there are going to be some opportunities for marketing moving forward.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.